Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February 26, 2026. Today is Thursday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. As long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not fleshly and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, "I belong to Paul," and another, "I belong to Apollos," are you not all too human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and each will receive wages according to their own labor. For we are God's co-workers, working together. You are God's field. Here ends the reading. I was recently speaking with a person who had left their congregation of many years and had relocated to another one in the area. When I asked why they would leave a community where they had been married, where their kids had been baptized and confirmed, and where they themselves had been key leaders and generous contributors, they simply said, "The church got a new pastor and we didn't like that one's sermons." I've been through enough conversations of this sort to know there wasn't much I could say that would get that person to change their mind about their decision. It's the American way to believe that church is a commodity, and that as the religious consumer, we should be able to find the gospel product that most meets our perceived needs. But as it happens, Christians have been comparing preachers for millennia. Apparently, in the church at Corinth, there were parties who preferred the teaching of Peter, or the teaching of Apollos, or the teaching of Paul. In today's reading, Paul makes the case that every teacher is the servant of God, and that regardless of the particularities of a servant's gifts, whatever growth happens within a congregation is the result of God's actions, not the servant's. And then Paul uses an agricultural metaphor, referring to the congregation as God's field. So Paul is making the case that the teacher's role is more that of a farmhand than an orator. This is in keeping with Jesus telling his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest field." If the whole wide world is God's field, and individual congregations simply smaller parcels within it, then I wonder if we can begin to reframe our roles as the people of God. As I thought about this, I remembered a quote from poet, author, environmentalist, activist, and farmer Wendell Berry. He writes, "Good farmers who take seriously their duties as stewards of creation and of their land's inheritors, contribute to the welfare of society in more ways than society usually acknowledges or even knows. These farmers produce valuable goods, of course, but they also conserve soil, they conserve water, they conserve wildlife, they conserve open space, they conserve scenery." What if our roles as laborers in God's field isn't growth for growth's sake? What if our task as this church is to move away from the temptation towards efficiency and back towards an awareness that with God, we have all the time in the world? What if, along with planting seeds of good news, tending the soil of community, and watering the entire enterprise with love and care, our job is also to conserve the faith into which all of us were baptized? I've been serving a part of the field of God in a little corner of Wisconsin for going on 22 years. Some years have produced bumper crops. Some years have been a bit lean. Other years were just regular years when it seemed like not much was happening. But my job as the local teacher, along with my fellow laborers who comprise Trinity Church, is to simply keep working the soil, working within ourselves and working within the community around us. Planting, watering, weeding, cultivating, it's all in a day's work. None of it is particularly glamorous, and all of it is necessary. And whatever happens as a result of all that work, well, it's God's business, not ours. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.